The Lord. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that tonight so much. How many of you enjoyed the worship? We used to call it the song service, but the praise and worship service tonight. Amen. They do. I see such a, there's a new anointing. I sense a greater anointing. I should say this, a greater anointing here at North Valley Assembly of God Church. And that's what Satan fights. He's not afraid of this desk called the pulpit if no one stands behind it. He's not afraid of that piano if no one plays it. He's not afraid of the microphone if no one preaches it. He's afraid of what happens here. But as Brother Scott said, if Satan could have won, he would have won a long time ago. But how many of you know he did not win yesterday? He will not win today, and he will not win tomorrow. Well, can you shall praise the Lord tonight? The book of Psalms, chapter 46 tonight. One of my favorite psalms. I love this psalm. How many of you believe the Word of God has the answer for you? Beginning of verse 1. God is our refuge. Everybody say, God is our refuge. I was reading a commentary on this today, and I like what he said. It does not say that God will provide you a refuge. God is your refuge. You ought to get that. Psalms 46. Let me read that again. Everybody say that with me. God is our refuge. How many of y'all are abiding in Him tonight? How many of you are under the shadow of the Almighty tonight? He goes on to say, God is our refuge and strength. He doesn't provide strength. He is our strength. If you're abiding in Him and He abides in you, you can ask whatever you want and He will do it. So in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, Sister Debbie, heal this body right now. I take authority over high blood pressure. I take authority over coughing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it. Go in Jesus' name. Right now, by the authority of the name, strengthen her body. In Jesus' name. And everybody shout an amen tonight. How many of you believe that God has given you His strength? Five of you. How many of y'all believe God has given you His strength? He says this, a very present help in time of what? Trouble or need. Everybody shout, He's present right now. He's not going to show up. He's already here. How many can say that He is your refuge? Can you say He's your strength? Is He your help? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I got to get to my message here. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. It sounds like California to me. Of an earthquake. They wouldn't like me to preach that over there, I guess. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early, the heathen raged and kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations He hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Can anybody in the house shout amen tonight? Let me read that verse. Last verse one more time. And then I'm going to read a commentary before I get to the message tonight. It says in verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." In Donald Stamp's commentary in the Fire Bible, it says this: the Hebrew words here can also be translated enough, stop, let go, quit holding on. What it means, be still, let it go. Let go your fear. Let go your anxiety. And know that He is God. How many of you believe that He is God in the good times? And He is your God in the bad times. He is good. He is a good God in the winter. There's not much winter here, but there's God in the winter. There's God in the summer. There's God when there's a monsoon season. There's God when there's a drought. There's God in the summer. There's God in sunshine. There's God when there's rain, and there's God when there is no rain. There's God when there's a hailstorm, and there's God when there's snow. He is always going to be God. He's God when you feel good, and He's God when you're sick. He's God when you have strength, and He's God when you're tired. He is God. Everybody shout, He is God tonight. And the psalmist here has a great confidence. It doesn't start out about his adversity. It starts talking about how great God is. A lot of times we tell God all about our sorrows and all about our problems. But there's something before you tell Him anything. You begin to say, God, You are my refuge. Hallelujah. Everybody shout, He is my refuge. How many of you believe that He is your refuge right now? Lift up your voice and shout hallelujah tonight. I don't know about you, brother, but I've learned in all these years of preaching that the Lord has never one time failed me. That song that Brother Thurber sang a moment ago, "I've Got Confidence," I remember the first time I heard that song. I was at youth camp in Prescott, Arizona. I was 12 years old. And I don't even know who the group of kids were that were singing it. It was an Andre Crouch song. And one thing about when you serve the Lord and you are committed, you grow and you know God. See, we know the Lord will forgive us 70 times 7. We understand that. We know the Lord loves the backslider. We know the Lord deals with people. But there's something about the man or the woman that stays there, stays put, that serves the Lord no matter what happens. No matter the political arena, no matter the financial situation of their life, they're just there. How many of you today want to be committed to Jesus Christ? You're committed when you feel like it, and you're committed when you don't. A lot of people are completely ruled by their emotions, their feelings. It's all about their feeling. I don't feel like going to church tonight. I'd rather watch TV all night. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like reading the Word of God. I don't feel sometimes like going to work. Sometimes I may not even feel like preaching, but I do it anyway. Because there's an old term we used to use a long time ago in the English language. It's called duty. I have a duty to the calling of God. He never said it was going to be easy. He never said it was going to be fun all the time. He never said it was going to be rewarding in this life. But He says, I've called you. I've called the church. In fact, those that wrote this psalm were musicians. They were singers. They were praisers. And they were praisers in the temple. And sometimes you'll come to church and everybody's on fire and they're there with you and you're leading a worship service. And then sometimes you get up there, it's like pulling teeth. But let me tell you something, brother. You praise Him anyway. This platform is not a stage. It is the pulpit that we're here to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you came on a Monday night to lift up the name of Jesus Christ? And how many of you believe that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him? When you seek Him with all of your heart, if you believe it, give the Lord a top offering tonight. Woo. He is your strength. I'm glad people come to church and they yawn. They're here. I'm telling you, I'm glad they're here. Well, you know, I'm just going to sit in my recliner. And you say, well, is that a sin? It's not a sin, but it says something about you. I'm coming to church, even though I'm dog tired, as they say in Texas. I'm dog tired. Anybody heard of that expression before? I'm just dog tired. They don't say wore out, they say wrung out. I'm just wrung out. But you're faithful. And these are the people that know that God is their refuge. Oh, let me say something. You're the ones that have discovered that He is your refuge. Got to get a witness out here. Oh, look, this is so powerful. It says, therefore will not we fear. When you find out that you're in God, the Bible says you're engraved in the palm of His hand. That's referring to the nail prints. Hallelujah. You're engraved in there. This really comes to, I know I'm preaching to the choir, this comes to spiritual maturity, mature people. They don't fear. This pastor did not cave in with the COVID. So many pastors caved in. Some have never opened. Their churches are gone. There's a pastor down, brother Valentine in South Texas, the South Texas district. He's been down there for years, and I shared with you yesterday morning. they never did close for the COVID, and the police or the sheriff came in from the county and said, Brother Ken, you're gonna have to shut down. It's a mandate. He says, I'm not shutting down. It's my constitutional right to be. To be open, because the house of the Lord is essential. And the sheriff said, well, then we'll arrest you. He said, arrest me. These are the people that don't fear. Give me a man or woman that only fears God and every demon of hell. Oh, Jesus. Shatan Amahaya. Everybody shout, I don't have to fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. You say, well, I've got some bad news. I'm not talking about bad news. We all get bad news. We all go through stuff, but you don't have to fear, because you've learned that Christ is your refuge. Sister Chris has gone through a lot of issues in her physical body. Are you afraid? Would you have been afraid 50 years ago? Yeah. But you move out of that. You transition. Oh, Rishatala Mahaya. Everybody shout, it's time to transition. Yeah, our worship should be more intense now than 50 years ago, or 40 years ago, or 20 years ago, or last year. We should be moving closer to God. Our giving, and I'm not just talking about offering, I'm talking about just giving, how it should increase. Everything about us, we should become more intense, more impassionate on serving the Lord. We should be reading more of the Word of God instead of less. We should be praying more than less. We should be excited about coming to the house of the Lord instead of less. I don't know about you, brother, but I'm privileged to be saved. I'm privileged to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm privileged that I'm in the house of the Lord tonight. If you're privileged tonight, shout amen tonight. Glory to God. He goes on to say, we're not going to be fearful even if the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, or the earth is removed. That's extreme. Oh, the political arena is terrible. All these illegals coming across the border, 12 million. How many? I don't know. Who knows have come over? All over the world. There's terrorists in America. Brother, I could stand up here and talk about all the gloom. And that will not change it. Complaining about something will not change something. How many of you believe that Christ has called us to be the light and the salt? And a city on a hill cannot be. A city on a hill cannot be. One more time, a city on a hill cannot be. And that we're not just referring about a building. We are referring about us. The world should know that we're saved. The world should know that we are different. The world should know that we think different. Without even having to broadcast it all the time. They should see you and say, that person is a Christian. I believe that we should hold our head up. I believe that we should square our shoulders back. That we do not have to be ashamed. We used to sing an old song years ago, Brother Valentine. I'm not ashamed to speak for Jesus. I'm not ashamed to praise His name. I'm not ashamed to own that blessing. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to speak in tongues. I don't call it a prayer language. I call it, I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. And yes, I do speak in tongues. But it's not about just the tongues. I'm not ashamed of this. I'm not trying to hide it from people and say, well, you know, we're just kind of like the Baptist church, but just a little bit louder. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a Spirit-filled believer. I believe in casting out devils. I believe in laying hands on the sick and believing that they're going to recover. I believe in preaching the gospel to whosoever will. I don't believe in all the strategizing of, you know, we're going to go in, you know, target the poor people, and then we're going to go target the middle class people, and then we're going to go target the rich people, and we're going to go target white people, and then we're going to go target some black folks, and then some Hispanic folks, and some Native American folks, or some whatever. Brother, it's not about that. It's about preaching the gospel. It's about seeing people set free. I don't care what color they are. I don't care if they're mixed with 15 races. Brother, it's not about the color of the skin. It's about the condition of their heart, the condition of their soul. And we're here to see people saved. If you believe it, lift up your voice and shout amen tonight. Oh, glory to God. Then he goes on to say this, verse 3, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. Notice something. You don't have to be troubled. The water may be. The mountains may be. Everything around you may be. But you can abide in God. How many of you are living in the presence of the Lord tonight? He goes on to say this. Though the mountains shake. Sounds like earthquakes. I remember Sister Munns. They passed the First Assembly of God in Tucson, Arizona, First Assembly. They're from East Texas. And when she was in high school, there was a tornado coming towards their farm there in East Texas. And her grandma was an old-time holiness Pentecostal lady. And she was sitting on the porch while this big storm was coming in. And Martha Munn said to her grandma, or she called her granny. She said, Granny, there's a tornado coming. And Granny was on that rocking chair. She says, I know, huh, baby. I've done prayed. And that tornado went over the house. You can have calmness in a storm. We can have calmness in a hurricane. I've been in hurricanes. I've been in tornadoes. I've been in earthquakes. I've been in snowstorms. I've been in ice storms. I've been in hailstorms. And I'm still here. Because that does not determine my future. Satan does not determine my future. God is the day when I will depart this world. Are y'all with me or not? The Bible says your days are numbered. The devil cannot take you out. Our sister here, Sister Costa, told me she's 87. She's still teaching piano. Hallelujah. the oldest person still teaching classical piano that's partially deaf. And what? And blind. But she's serving the Lord. What, how many believe that you can serve the Lord right now? She could give up. She could give up. Well, you know, that those days are behind me. I'll let somebody else do it. Well, you know, brother, I'm not what I used to be. It doesn't matter, folks. Don't let Satan fake you out. Let me say that one more time. Do not let Satan fake you out. Everybody shout, don't let Satan fake you out. Our sister told me her piano gave up the ghost, so now she has a new one. And she has a new song. You keep writing those songs. You keep singing those songs till the day the Lord takes you out of here. Don't let anything keep you from doing the will of Lord Jesus. Y'all didn't hear me. Come on, church, help me out. You don't let anything keep you. And where I'm not a, I remember, anybody remember Joseph Simmons back in the 1970s? He was the aerobics instructor on TV. He was crazy. And he was out there trying to get all these people hyped up. Brother, I'm not an aerobics instructor. I'm not a trainer. I'm not someone to try to get you. Lift your hands. Put your hands down. Stand up. We should have something on the inside of us that says, I'm going to praise God. I don't need Brother Scott Thurber to tell me to do it. I don't need a Chris Clark. I don't need a Sister Debbie to tell me to do it. I've come to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you have come up to lift up His name? Oh, glory to Jesus. I've got to get to my message. Why is all this not important? Well, I'm not saying it's not important. Why is it not going to affect you? Because there's a river. There's a river, and he's referring to Jerusalem. Now, there are no rivers in Jerusalem. There is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God. The city of God is Jerusalem. So the psalmist is not referring to a literal natural river. He's referring to the river of the Holy Ghost. And what does this river do? That's what it says. There is a river, the streams. It doesn't say stream. Streams. Everybody say streams. That means more than one. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Ezekiel saw this river. Ezekiel saw a temple. And a river flowing out of the spiritual temple, which is the millennial temple, the spiritual temple, and when the water comes out from under the threshold, it's to his ankles. But as you follow it, it doesn't diminish. It increases. Oh, glory to God. Anybody ever been where the Mississippi River starts? You been there? You can jump across it. I've seen a documentary where the Amazon River starts. It starts up in the mountains, the Andes, out of a rock, a stream. But by the time it gets down to the ocean, it's a mighty current. See, I believe this, that a Holy Ghost church should never diminish. No, you ought to get that. It shouldn't be the way it used to be. Yes, great. But there's more. Does anybody believe there's more for your life? I feel the anointing on that. Hang with me on this, church. The Ezekiel's river starts out to his ankles. And then he follows it. It's to his knees. Then to his loins. And then it's water to swim in. You should be more full of the Holy Ghost today than you were 30 years ago. We should be more on fire in God, more committed, more holy than we were 20 years ago. But the problem with the American church, it's backed up. It's backed up. How can I get a witness out here tonight? We forfeited our birthright. We've let the enemy hijack us because he's afraid of the river. Because where the river is, there is life. At one time, all these rivers in Arizona used to run. In fact, it depends on who you listen to. There was a day when this valley received 40 inches of rain a year. You know, the University of Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. And they found mammoths in the washes. But they said that was because of the ice age. When the ice came down into North America, and it caused the jet stream to go south, and it brought all the moisture to the southwest. And all these rivers were full. But as the ice began to melt and it began to go north, the jet stream went north with it. And everything began to dry up. The Sahara Desert was a jungle. Are y'all here tonight? And the Native Americans were here when it rained. Hallelujah. The scientists said it was 10,000 years ago. I don't believe it was that long ago. Because I don't believe... Anyway, I'm not going to do that. That's not my message. But when things begin to dry up, things begin to die. Because throughout the valleys here, it was full of live oak trees. Are y'all here? It was all live oaks. But as the rain ceased or began to diminish, and the rivers of the creeks dried up and became washes, things began to die. And so the vegetation retreated to the mountains. Oh, Jesus. And that's what's happened to much of the American church. It's dry. The river is not running. But I sense it here. Because the river flows out of us. Out of your inner belly, out of your belly, in the Spanish, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. You don't have to be dried up. You don't have to be like a prune. You don't have to be all shriveled up. You can be on fire for God. There is a river. And one, listen to me, one of the hallmarks of a man or woman full of the Holy Ghost is joy. Can anybody in the house shout amen right now? When people are always miserable and they say they speak in tongues and they never have a smile and they're always agitated and they're always irritable and they never have the victory, I'm not sure what they've got. But brother, the Holy Ghost, according to the Word of God, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Does anybody here have joy of the Lord tonight? If you have joy, lift up your head and wave it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shout glory to God. Say one more time, glory to God. Oh, Praise the Lord. Everybody shout praise the Lord. And it brings life. What would happen if the rain returned to the Phoenix Valley? But it would bring life. It would bring joy. I live in Dallas, Texas, where they have what they call dry land farming. Anybody know what that is? Dry land farming. There's no irrigation. So the farmers depend on the rain to bring in the cotton, to bring in the corn, to bring in the wheat. And if it's a drought, you're not going to get you're not going to get a crop. It burns up. And that's the same way with the Holy Ghost. When He's raining, there's going to be a harvest. When there's no rain, it dries up. Brother Scott and myself were talking about how many of our Pentecostal churches have closed up and they've sold the building. That should never be said. I asked Robert Holmes. He was one of our missionaries to Nigeria. He's gone on to be with the Lord, one of our greatest and some has gone missionaries. And Robert, Brother Holmes told me this, that in 1 year the Assemblies of God opened up like 240 churches in Nigeria. I said, how many did we close? He said, not a one. Everybody just shout hallelujah. Say it one more time, hallelujah. Tim, come to the piano, just play something softly. In fact, play that song, God is Moving. Everybody say that again, hallelujah, praise the Lord. There's no reason to ever be dry. And then I want to just say just for a few moments on verse 10, be still. Let go. That's what the text says. Let go. Quit holding on to whatever you are that's hindering you. See, brother Valentine, your generation taught me holiness, and I still believe that. Because when you know the power of the Holy Ghost, and what Satan wants is to take it from you. I still don't go to movies. I don't go to casinos. Will you go to hell if you go to a movie? Probably not. But it will lead you to something else. My eyes do not belong to Hollywood. You know what scares me is losing the anointing and then trying to fake it. I don't want to fake it, Brother Scott. See, I've been in this. I preach services that go till 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Not because I preach, understand that. It's not because I was there. It's because the church knew how to move with the Holy Ghost. And the more worldly they become, the less of that you have. And I told Brother Scott last week, we talked yesterday, I said, I don't know where the tipping point is on that. I don't know where the Lord says I can't bless this anymore. I don't know. But the old school, they didn't want to find out where the tipping point was. They wanted the river. The old Glad Tidings Assembly of God Church, you've heard of that, Brother Scott, in New York City, where Brother Brown started. J.T. Davis, priest. I used to preach Brother Davis. Well, it's actually Brother Brown. He's the one that found it. Okay, you went there. Well, when Brother Brown was there, he preached the General Council in the 1930s. I wasn't either. But Brother Davis, who I used to preach for, was there. And you know what his message was? Blue Ribbon Holiness. And when Glad Tidings started, sometimes they would hear angels singing in the service. Sister Brown actually started it before she got married in the teens in a basement. But they never compromised. And missionaries came out of that church. And pastors and preachers. God can do that here. In fact, God wants to do that here. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. How far do we want to go with God? Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a river. It proceeds, sister, from the throne of God. And it goes in to those who have been washed in the blood. You're a conduit, Sister Debbie, of the Holy Ghost. Your mother is a conduit of the Holy Ghost. You're a conduit of the Holy Ghost. Like Vestal Mangan says, I'm a revival vessel. What a statement. You're a conduit of the Holy Ghost. Brother, you're a conduit of the Holy Ghost. Sister, you're a conduit of the Holy Ghost. You're a conduit, ma'am, of the Holy Ghost. Brother Scott, you're a conduit. That's what the devil fights. He fights the spirit. He wants you to give up on it. That you have to say, you speak Spanish, sister. You know what no se vende means? What does that mean? No se vende. Not for sale. It's not for sale. You say to Satan, this is not for sale. It's not for sale. Praise the Lord. There is a river. You can play that. I think that's what you're fixing to play. That's good. That's good. I forgot about that song. Sister, do you want this river to flow? Not a little creek. I don't want a creek. In the South, we have what they call a slough. You know what a slough is? It's water that doesn't run. It's just stagnant. I don't want to be a slough. I want this river to flow. Deseo, hermanita, que este río fluye. en su bondad, en su gloria, en su poder, a través de mi interior. El Señor es un Dios grande. Aleluya. You say, well, how does that happen? I received the Holy Ghost 40 years ago. How does this continue in my life? Every day, you speak in tongues, pray in the Holy Ghost, live a holy life, live a victorious life.
Hallelujah.
Okay, lift up your hands right now. Sharabarokura marisi didikataya. Ramara Sharabaturama, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now if you would, saints. Sharamahaya. Jesus, I praise your name. Shata, lift up your voice. Don't whisper this thing. Open up your mouth and begin to pray out loud in the Spirit. Let the river of the Holy Ghost begin to flow. Shalamarada kuramarisi didikataya. Yaramara surabaturamarisha talamahaya. Kuramarasata lamaro kuramarisi didikataya. Yaramarasata lamaro kuramarisi didikataya. Yaramarasata lamaro kuramarisi kataya. Shata lamaro kuramarasata lamahaya. Yaramarosata lamaro shiti kataya. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'd like to do something a little bit different. They were singing it a moment ago, Sister Debbie, and Tim was beginning to play it. Will the worship team come back up here? And I want you to sing that song that you... Yes. Would you stand on your feet, everybody, tonight? And as you stand, would you come and just stand here in the front right now? Shata ramarosi tikaya. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just come and just, and then lift up your hands. If you can't stand for a long time, you can sit in one of these front pews. That's fine. Hallelujah, Jesus.
There is a river,
yes,
whose streams make glad the city of our God.
Hallelujah, Ramarashata Lamarisika.
There is a river,
yes,
whose streams,
hallelujah, Jesus,
make glad the city of our God,
and I will rejoice, and be glad.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
I will rejoice, and be glad.
Yala marashata la marashata la katala mahaya la marashata ya. Ura marashata la marashata la marisikata la. Yes. Ura marashata. Ura marakura marashata la maharashata la mahaya. Yara marashata la marashata la mahaya. Shata la marakura marisikata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ramarashata la mahaya. Yaramarokura marashata la mahaya. Yaramarashata la marakura mahata la mari. Yaramarashata la marashata la mahaya. Uramarashata la marokura marisata la mahaya. Hallelujah, Ramarashata la. Shata la marakata la mahaya. Shata la marokura marisata la mahaya. Shatal Harik.
There is a river.
Lift your hands and sing it now. Get in the Spirit. Get in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ramada Shatala Marisa Katala Mahaya. Lord, I glorify your name. I magnify the name of Jesus. Oh, I praise your name, Ramarashatala Marisikataya. There is a fountain
that flows from
Hallelujah, Ramaras, Ramarashatala, Marasatala, Mahaya.
For in Jesus, God, I will rejoice and be glad. Yes, I will rejoice.
Satala, Marasatala, Marasatala,
Satala, Marasatala, 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 Marasatala,